Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
God in control. God is in control. He is all-knowing and omnipotent. He allows certain things and creates and makes other things happen. In most cases, I don't understand it, but I have faith in Him. Psalm 37. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. We must give God the glory He so richly and accurately deserves. We often wonder why some things happen or didn't happen. As we know, God answers prayer. His answer might not match what we expect or desire, and His timing of the answer may be different than we wanted. When the Call to Worship computer used in our recording studio crashed, we lost a few items of information that had to be recreated. We were disappointed, but found that doing the research to rebuild that data was a blessing. And when our IT engineer and I reached one point in the process where it was just plain a brick wall, a catch-22, we could not find any way that we could get to where we needed to be. That was a very hard day. Then, that night, God allowed me to remember a source for the answer. I shared that with our technician the next day, and we were able to move forward. For me, that was a vivid example of the fact that God used that experience to grow my faith in Him. My prayers were answered. I didn't take glory in my ability to figure it out, but God clearly intervened. It was His Spirit that brought those things to my remembrance. He gets the glory. Those types of events in our lives are divine intervention. You've heard me use this phrase before. Those are God's fingerprints. Things that we cannot explain any other way than that God stepped in, and we could look back to see that God was involved there. There are times that He will direct us to move. Occasionally, it will be moving us by just changing our thoughts. Other times, He will make us move physically. My family was at a crossroad in life. We knew that we needed to move due to a job change many years ago. God made it dramatically clear where we should go. I look back now, many years later, and can't imagine what our lives would have been like had we not sought the Lord's direction and followed Him. All five of our children grew up here, found their spouses, and have been blessed with children of their own. Like they say, looking back is 20/20 vision. God was clearly in control. While in our backyard, thinking about God's direction, His control over our location, I noticed one of our potted plants that was just a few inches out of range of the sprinkler system. I got up, moved it, and realized how that we are like that plant. Sometimes we need to move so that we can receive His refreshing water and be healthy, so that we can receive nourishment that we would not have received otherwise. When it comes to resting in the fact that God is in control and you are wrestling with decisions today and choices to make, then think about this reality. God always gives His best to those who leave the choice with Him. When you lack wisdom, ask. You have not because you ask not. I don't know why He directs as He does, but this one thing I do know, that God loves me more than I can imagine, and I trust, have faith, that my Heavenly Father knows what is best. Romans 8, 28 and 29, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Verse 28 proclaims that it's all good. But folks, don't leave out verse 29 that explains why and how it is all good. All these things conform us to the image of Christ. Because God is all-knowing, He predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Look at Psalm 34. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Jeremiah 17. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. Folks, God is large and in charge of all that touches our lives. We can rest in that fact and rejoice in His love.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.